In the last meeting, we were discussing why people are forced to commit sinful acts. This point is also discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna inquired from Krishna, what is that thing which forces a man to commit sinful acts? Just like the same example, that one man is seeing practically that one who has committed something criminal, he is punished. And he has heard it also from authorities, from lawyers, or from respectable gentlemen, that if you commit certain such sinful activities, if you steal, then you will be imprisoned for 6 months. If you cheat, you will be imprisoned for certain such period. If you commit murder, then you will be hanged. These things are taught somewhere or other, either in religious scripture or by law books or by morality or ethical principles. They are taught to the human, civilized human society. And he sees also practically that this man has committed this kind of criminality and he's punished. And again, why does he come? That is the problem. Your kama esa krodha esa rajaguda samuttava. Kama and krodha. Kama means desire, lust, kama. And when the desire and lust is not fulfilled, then there is krodha. Krodha means anger. There are so many cases of criminality. When the lust is not fulfilled, one commits some criminal action and he is punished and so many things happen. So, kama esa krodha esa rajaguna samudbhava. As we have discussed many times, that we are in this material world controlled by the three modes of material nature, three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance. So, goodness, yes, passion and ignorance are the causes of our bondage. And goodness is also cause of bondage, but in that platform one can see things as they are. Goodness, prakash. Just like at night we cannot see, but in daytime we see. But seeing is not all. Unless I am convinced of something, even seeing, that's the same example, one man is seeing that a criminal person is punished, still he is committing criminality. So, Sukadeva Goswami's question is that suppose a man commits some sinful activity and he execute some atonement. In essence, this atonement is prescribed in every religion. Attention is diverted. Yes. So, just like in the Christian church, they have the atonement process, confession. So suppose if you go quickly in the church and confess your sinful activities, and it is excused. But again, next week you again commit the same sinful activity. Then what is the use of that confession and atonement? If you make it a business that the whole week I shall commit sinful activities, and on Sunday I shall go to church and confess it, then everything will be balanced, squared up, account. That is all right. Then again from Monday you begin the sinful activity. So is that very good business? The Parikshit Maharaj's question is that the atonement is there. But if one commits atonement and again commits sinful activity, then what is the use of such atonement? It is just like he gave the example, Punjara Snanavas. The elephant takes bath very nicely in the water. And as soon as he comes on the land, he takes dust and throws over all over the world. So what is the use of taking bath? Similarly, if I am accustomed to commit sinful activities, and for that reason I confess and make some atonement, then what is the use? That is the question of Parikshit Maharaj. He is very intelligent. If I do again and again and again the same thing and make some atonement, so in every religion there are processes of atonement, prayaschitta. In Hindu religion also there is such thing. Every religion, such thing is there. But the purpose of such atonement is to bring the man, criminal man, to consciousness. He should be conscious of his sinful activities. That is the idea. Just like a child has committed some wrong and he comes to the father sees that he has done something wrong. So the child confesses, yes, father has done it, please excuse me. All right, excuse. The father says, don't do it again. The second time, again he commits the same thing. The father, the teacher says, again you have committed, please excuse, I shall not do it. All right, excuse. But if on the third time again he commits the sin, what the father and the teacher will do? Will slap him. Yes. Just to teach him. Nonsense, I have warned you twice, thrice, and again you are doing that. No more excuse, now punishment. This is natural. So, if I go to God, if I go and confess, Father, God, Supreme Father, I have done this sinful activities, I am confessing. All right, the Father excuses. So, if you make it a business that I shall do it and confess, then what will be the result? The result will be punishment. That is natural consequence. So, people should come to the understanding that these sinful activities I shall not do. But he is forced to do, impelled by the quality of passion and ignorance. That is answered in Bhagavad Gita. Why does he so? That as if being forced by some agent. That is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. The Rajaguna Samudhava. Kama is a kruda is a Rajaguna Samudhava. So, we have to come to the platform of goodness from the platform of ignorance and pride. Then our belly will be satisfied. Our life, the human form of life, is meant for changing the platform of existence. The animals, they cannot change their platform activity. The tiger, however you instruct it nicely, it is not to be changed. It's because it is animal. It cannot change its, activity. But a human being, if he is trained, therefore for human being, there is system of schooling, the children, they are advised, go to the church, go get moral instruction. It is for the human being, not for the animal. Because the human form of life can accept and make its path clear. His present activities, path is very heavy. He does not know where he is going. What is his destination of life? That he does not know. Therefore, education, training, and all so many things there are in every civilized human form of life, so that he may come to the platform of goodness. And not only that goodness, one has to surpass that platform of goodness and come to the platform of pure goodness. In this material world, it is very difficult to stand on the platform of goodness pure. Even a good man, he sometimes commits some mistake, commits some blunder in his material. Because you should always remember that there are three modes of materialness. Ignorance, passion, and goodness. Even you are on the platform of goodness, the other two qualities may disturb you. Because it is the kingdom of Maya, material nature, these things are very prominent. Sometimes goodness is prominent, sometimes ignorance is prominent, sometimes passion is prominent. In these ways, sometimes they are mixed up. So, 3 into 3 = 9. 9 into 9 = 81. Therefore, you will find manifestation of 81 kinds of qualitative living entities. And they are divided into 8,400,000 species of life. These are very scientific studies. Try to understand. And this human form of life is the chance to get out of this entanglement. This 81, again if you multiply 81 by 81, then it becomes huge quantity. So in this way, these qualities are mixed up, colors, just like three colors, blue, red and yellow. You mix and you produce multicolors. It was expert in color mixing. All these pictures, what you are seeing, there are only three colors. Blue, red, and yellow. And you mix the varieties of colors, those who are artists, they know it very well. Similarly, these three qualities, three colors, the yellow is satogun, and the blue is tamogun. And the red is rajas. This color, they are representation of these three modes of material nature. Redness means passion. And blue, black, that means ignorance. And yellow is goodness. Therefore you see Krishna and others there in yellow dress. Of course, in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. There is variety, but there is no in every, that is spiritual. Just like here in tea, Krishna is in love with beautiful young girls. The same thing is here also. We are also accustomed to love beautiful girls or beautiful girls. Pakistan to love beautiful boys. So the same thing is going on there in the spiritual world. It is simply reflected. The real thing is there in the spiritual world. It is simply shadow. The same loving affair in a shadowy, hazy form is represented. The originally it is in the a spiritual world in Krishna. Krishna is not to be supposed old man. God is not an old man. In the Brahma Sangita it is stated, Advaita yasthitaya nadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajovanam. God, Krishna, is the original person. Because from the original father, we can say, from whom everyone has come. Therefore, he is the oldest. Advaita Asyuta Anadi. Adyam. Adyam means the original person. Man is made after God. Therefore, God is the original person. So that person, Adyam, Asyutam Anadi. Navajovananta means he is always a young man. Just like you are all young man. Attract. Young life is attract. So that youthful age is always in the spiritual world. And as the youthful means joyful life. Anandamaya Vyasa. All young boys and young girls, they are after joyful, but they have been frustrated in this material world. That is the image. The spiritual world means these things are there, but without any inability. Here we love, a boy loves a girl loves a boy, they are frustrated. After a few days it is broken. Or if it is married, then again there is divorce. He finds out another husband. He finds out another writer. These things are not there. Radha Krishna, the love of Radha and Krishna is never broken. Never broken. That is the significance of this picture. They are eternal in yarn, the loving affair. And if you qualify yourself, then you leave this material world, the interaction of the modes of material nature, and be implicated in such things, and you become free. That is Krishna consciousness. It is very nice. Try to understand Krishna consciousness. As soon as you become Krishna conscious, perfectly, you are no longer living in this material world. You are in the spiritual world. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavat. Samasrita padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punyajaso murari bhavam buddhi vatsa padam param padam 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 jad vipadagana tesam. Very nice verse. What is this? It is said, Samasitade Padapallavam Plavam. The lotus feet of Krishna is compared with a very nice boat. A boat, just like lotus flower. if everything is like lotus flowers. One who has accepted this boat, because this material world is a great ocean of nirvan, darkness. This is the nature, just like at night you see this space is a great ocean of darkness. That is the nature. Therefore it is called tama. This world's nature. Here we require the sunlight, the moonlight, the electricity, otherwise it is dark. By nature it is dark. So you are put into the darkness. There is no light. But there is another nature which is full of light. Therefore Vedic injunction is tamasi ma jyoti gamaha. Don't remain in this darkness. Try to come out to the light. That is spiritual world. That is spiritual. Jyoti gamaha tamasi ma. Don't remain in this darkness. So the whole process is to how to get out of this darkness. How to get out of this darkness. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jadjatyana nivartante tadhyama paramamam. The world of life is the kingdom of God. Or Krishna Loka. Everything. Because just like you find day. What is this day? Day means a planet which is called sun, glow, appears. That is day. That means when your this planet, world planet, turns and comes in front of the sun, it is day. Actually it is darkness, but when it comes in front of light, it is day. So, there in the spiritual planet, all planets are illuminating. This is an example, a sample, the sun. Sun is the only planet within this universe, which is illuminating. All other planets are reflections of the sun, the moon, the stars. They are simply glittering, reflected by the sun. They are dark. Just like this planet is dark. So similarly, in the spiritual sky, all the planets are illuminated. None of the planets are dark. Therefore, the whole sky is illuminating. There is no darkness. Just get an idea. Of course, it is not possible to explain what is the spiritual world from the material world, but from the shastra. Just like you read geography, if you want to go to India, you get some idea that India is like this. The shape is like this, the climate is like this, the people are like that. So you simply get an idea. But actual experience you will get when you go to India. Similarly, we have got all these explanation in the shastra, what is that spiritual world. But we cannot conceive at the present moment the spiritual world, but you can conceive. When you are advanced in Krishna consciousness, then it will be able. Because everything will be revealed. Spiritual knowledge cannot be acquired by these blunt senses. It's not possible. Just like people do not take much interest in our movement because they cannot understand. The senses are so blunt that they are not receptive. Just like a child. A child, it is not receptive, therefore it is in its own business, crying or something wants, talking. Similarly, our senses, our present senses, they are incapable of understanding what is God or what is God's kingdom. They cannot understand. It is not possible. The senses are blunt. ignorance. Ignorance and passion, common. But if you come out of this ignorance and passion, you come to the platform of goodness, then you can understand. A little, not fully. Then again you have to surpass, transcend the platform of goodness, which is called Shuddha Sattva, without any tinge of material qualities. That's what, just like we are on the surface of this planet, there is chance of being covered by the clouds. There is clear sky sometimes, sometimes covered. But you go above, little above, say 7 miles, or just you go by plane, 7 miles above, then there is no chance of clouds. Everything is sunlight. Everything is sunlight. Similarly, so long you remain in the lower platform of ignorance and passion, it is very difficult to understand what is the science of God. Therefore you have to come to the platform of goodness and there you understand what is sun, what is sunlight without any interruption. So for that reason, just like you have to go by some plane, by some machine, 7 miles up to be completely in pure sunlight. Similarly, you have to attain, you have God, Krishna, or God has given you the senses, the mind, the intelligence. You have to use them. If you use them for gratifying your senses, then you go down and down and down to the animal life. And if you use them for understanding God and His kingdom and your life, your relationship, that is also possible. So, both ways you can use your intelligence, your mind, your sense. Both. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to engage the mind, the senses, the intelligence, always in Krishna. Then there is no chance of materially being contacted. Just like if you keep yourself always in the sunlight, there is no chance of coming down into darkness. The darkness cannot penetrate light. Light can penetrate darkness. This is a practical experience. You cannot make sunlight dark, but your darkness can be lighted by sunlight. Similarly, if you keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of coming maya and attacking. No, that's not possible. But if you forget Krishna, then maya is just like side by side, there is darkness and light. If you keep yourself in light, there is no darkness. And if you keep yourself in darkness, so you have to use your intelligence. God has given you intelligence, mind, senses, and you have to utilize them. If you utilize, then you become free from these clashes of maya or being covered by the three modes of material nature, ignorance, passion, even goodness. Even you become a very good man, morality, that is also a bondage. That is also a bondage. You may have good knowledge, you may be a very good philosopher, you can understand, you may be a very learned man to understand what is this world, what is this, how it is working, very great scientist, advanced, educated man, that is goodness. But that is not the cause of your being freed from material contamination. You have to go above goodness. Goodness is the qualification, is the symbolic representation of becoming a Brahmin. You have heard this name, Brahmin. The Brahmin means qualified man in goodness. That is Brahmin. And Kshatriya means qualified man in passion. And Vaishya means qualified man in ignorance and passion. And Shudra means qualified man in ignorance. These are the natural division of human society. In the Bhagavad Gita you find, it is said, Sātutpannam maya sistam guna karma vibhāg. By the division, qualitative division and their engagement, there are four castes. You sometimes criticize that India has got caste system. Everywhere the caste system is. Everywhere, throughout the whole universe, because the three qualities are ruling. So some of them are in goodness, some of them are in passion, some of them are in ignorance, and some of them are in mixed up qualities. So mixed up qualities means Vaishya, and pure goodness is Brahmin, and pure passion is Kshatriya, and pure ignorance is Shudra. So these divisions we find everywhere throughout the universe. It is not that, but in India also at the present moment, this caste system has become a hereditary. No, it is not hereditary. A Shudra can become a Brahmin if he qualifies himself. Just like a foolish man can one day become the learned judge of High Court if he qualifies himself. There is chance, there is educational facilities. You educate yourself, you become doctor of law, you also one day, you become one day president, everyone is open. Similarly, the chance is open for everyone. How to become the supreme man? Supreme man means one who understands God and his relationship. They is supreme. All others, they are below the supreme man. The supreme man is the first class man, and the others who are below God understanding of Krishna consciousness, they are second class, third class, fourth class, fifth class, like that. This is the classification. So, below the third class, fourth class man, Shudras, they are called Chandalas. Chandalas. Chandalas means fifth grade man. The fifth grade man also can be elevated to the first grade man. That is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kīrāta hūnānda kulinda pukkasa ādhīra sumbhā javanāsa sādaya jennetu pāpa jatupā sraya sraya suddhanti savavishnabhino. God is so powerful. Just like sunlight is so powerful, it can sterilize any infected thing. Any infection. Infection, we are afraid of being infected. But if you come to the sunlight, no infection. No infection. This is scientific. Similarly, whatever your qualification may be, however you may be impelled by the qualities of this material nature, if you come to the sunlight of Krishna consciousness, you become immediately purified. There are many instances among my students how they have become immediately purified. So, we have to take through this process. Then there will be no more force that is coming in it. Now, there is no chance if you become pure by Krishna consciousness. It has to be attained by tapasa. That is said, tapasa. Tapasa means voluntarily being regulated. That is tapasa. Brahmacharyena. Brahmacharyena means controlling the sex appetite. That is brahmacharya. Tapasa brahmacharyena. Samena sa damena. Samena means keeping the mind equilibrium without being disturbed. The process of meditation is meant for keeping the mind in equilibrium. That is sama. And dama. Dama means controlling senses. My senses are always dictating me You take this, you enjoy this, you do that, and I am being driven back. We are all servants of the senses. So we have become servants of senses. We have to transform and to become servants of God. That's all. That is different. You are already servant, but you are servant of the sense. And you are being dictated and being trusted. You become servant of God. You cannot become master. That is not your position. You have to become servant. If you don't become servant of God, then you become servant of your sense. That is your position. So those who are intelligent, so they will understand that if I have to remain a servant, why shall I remain servant of the senses when not of Krishna? This is intelligence. This is intelligence. And those who are foolishly keeping themselves as servants of the senses, they are spoiling their life. Thank you very much.